Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the Woody Hayes Athletic Center for the Practice Report. It is brought to you by Byers Auto. Ohio State getting ready for Utah and the Rose Bowl. They had a nice little media afternoon in here before practice. So we get, 10, 12 players that came out to talk about what's going on, opt-out decisions, the NFL draft, a new defensive coordinator coming in, trash talk from the rivalry. Oh, and they're playing a game in a couple of weeks. That's Tim May and Spencer Holbrook. I am Austin Ward. And, Tim, I know you wanted to know a lot about how Ohio State was responding to the comments that have come from the other side of the game, and not really a lot of fans in this building, as you might expect.
I've promised you a story about that. I'm going to actually deliver one now they're a little bit perturbed about being called out about not being tough, by Josh Gattis and stuff. And, it's right out there for anybody to see. But the funny thing about it was, all the different guys I talked to about it, Steel Chambers is the one that stepped up and said, you know what, on that day, they weren't tough enough. They didn't get it done. Right. I mean, I'm paraphrasing what he said, but that's pretty much what he said. And, this is another shot against a very physical team to prove that, you can play Ohio State ball. What is Ohio State ball? It's getting after it in every facet, including being the toughest guy on the block. We'll see if that comes to fruition. But, I'm very curious because I think there is some fire here to play in that Rose Bowl other than just it's a consolation prize.
Yeah, it's an interesting locker room, I would say, right now. There's guys trying to bump their draft stock with a good Rose Bowl. There's guys who might not even play in the Rose Bowl, maybe. There's guys that are trying to, give themselves a springboard for spring practice to make their name for themselves next year. It's a big mix of a lot going on.
It's a cocktail.
It's a cocktail of mixed motivations. But it seems like, contrary to what maybe even I thought would be in this building, there's a lot of motivation. There's no shortage of reasons to get up for playing Utah. And Utah wasn't mentioned a lot in this building today just because there were so many different angles we could ask questions and talk to these guys about different things. And it's the first time talking to them since the loss and the rivalry. And, they've had to have that marinate for a while. But, it's all coming together for different forms of motivation. I find it really interesting the way the dynamic of this locker room is right now.
Well, and I think that a lot of that, why you don't have to specifically talk about Utah much, is that Ohio State's motivation is coming from what happened in Ann Arbor in the Big House and more bulletin board material. We know that, that only goes so far. We talked about the week up to the game and it didn't really, trump the sickness and the lack of execution or stopping the run or any of the other things. We don't have to parse through that again, but Ohio State was, for a program that does pride itself on being tough 365 days a year, they weren't on that day.
Yeah.
They weren't tough enough. The accusations that the program is soft or that they're a finesse team or that they were standing on third and thought they hit a triple, all that stuff rubs a very proud program the wrong way. And some of this stuff is not even just about proving it in the Rose Bowl. You heard Jack Sawyer talk about, you make sure that's not going to happen again in 11 months or so when that comes back around. So, this is a rejuvenated, from that respect, program that very much wants to reassert itself as the best team in the Big Ten.
Yeah. As you're talking there, this is what I'm thinking is that shows you the level that Ohio State is on, is that wasn't good enough. 10-2 was not good enough. Not playing for the Big Ten championship and getting a seat in the college football playoff Final Four is not good enough. That doesn't match. You got Utah going to that game. Utah is fired up. First time it's ever been in the Rose Bowl. It's on a different level. It doesn't mean they can't beat Ohio State. That's not what I'm talking about. Right. But this is a program, as we've talked about many times on my podcast with you, on these kind of shows here, they hold themselves to another level. And they know they didn't reach that level against Michigan and against Oregon. And it's going to sit with them for a long time. So I think you really touched on it there.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think one of the interesting things is in you know, 2018, when this team played in the Rose Bowl, you wondered where the motivation was. Well, the motivation, you know, wasn't really needed, at least in that game.
Urban's final game.
But they were still the top-ranked team in the Big Ten. And there's a banner in here still right now that says that they won the Big Ten because they were the best team in the Big Ten. Right now, they're at number 6 in the country. They're 10-2. An incredible season going to the Rose Bowl. And guess what? They're not the top-ranked team in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference is you can be really happy with number 6. You can be really happy with 10-2. You can be really happy with the Rose Bowl. When you see Maize and Blue above you, on that, pedestal that is college football right now.
For the first time in a long time.
That does not sit well here. And, do you say that you feel like, oh, I feel sorry for Utah because they're going to take the beating for it? I don't think that's going to be the case. But this team is not lacking any sort of motivation for wanting to show, we're not just a finesse team.
This is going to be a heavyweight fight, too. I mean, you know, doesn't mean the two combatants are equal. It's going to be a heavyweight fight.
I think that was the question on Selection Sunday when we were in the same building. That was a team that was clearly reeling from what happened. It was called by a couple of players I hear a shock to the system. Shockwaves had gone through it, and that the Rose Bowl was a consolation prize. And that, well, how excited were you going to be to open that on New Year's Day? I thought, well, maybe give it a week or two. Let them get back into workouts, start thinking about what that may mean for them and heading into next year. The fact that you can maybe erase some of that sting by taking out on a different opponent and the way people are talking about Ohio State, not just at Michigan, but nationally, and do they need changes and new defensive coordinator, all those things that are going into it. Well, you know, these are proud players. Yeah. Setting aside the program part of it and the tradition and all that, these are high achievers.
Yeah.
They're used to winning these games, and if they needed that Woody Hayes cleansing, that can be a good thing for them in this circumstance. And I know that it's painful, and people are not going to like be really excited to hear this analysis, but I think you want Ohio State to be playing its best on New Year's Day with as many people as possible. I think there will be 3 opt-outs that will eventually come out and be announced by the time this team gets to California. But for the most part, you're going to be looking at a pretty – close to 100% Ohio State, and that team is very dangerous.
You know what I've always marveled at is I've always marveled at NFL teams, like a mediocre NFL team, but when you see them in a goal line stand situation and they all fight for the same thing, even though their season is down the tubes, they may or may not help how much money they make in the next whatever, but they're all mainly, they don't want to get beat.
Right.
You know, I mean, these are proud guys, and that's the kind of athletes you've got at Ohio State. I mean, sometimes the train just runs over you. That's what happened at Michigan. It just happens, you know. Yeah. We've seen it happen before.
Yeah.
The Purdue game, the Iowa game, et cetera. But as Mike Tyson said, when I asked him after he got beat by Buster Douglas, you've knocked out all these guys. What's it like to get knocked out? He goes, let me tell you, my friend. He said, you learn about a man's character by the way he comes back from adversity. This is Mike Tyson in the Tokyo Dome. And that's what you're going to find out about this team. Yeah, there are going to be some guys that opt out probably because that's kind of the smart thing to do anymore with what's on the line for a lot of these guys. Mm-hmm. But the flip side of it is what's driving like Tyreek Smith, Thayer Munford, you heard him talking about it, Steel Chambers, DeJuan Jones. What's driving them is another shot to show they're not that team that played at Michigan a few weeks ago. This is what Ohio State is.
Yeah, when you put everything you have into what you do, you're going to be pretty passionate about it. I'm not breaking any new ground there. All of these guys have reached the pinnacle of college football as far as getting a scholarship and being a starter at Ohio State. Like that is, you know, there's only a couple programs that might be able to say that they're at a higher level. And so, like you said, it's a proud group. It's a motivated group. And, maybe going off a little bit of what both of you guys said, you know, that cleansing, you know, can come in different forms.
Yeah.
This time it just came in the form of a rivalry game.
Yeah.
And it stings even worse that, you know, Ohio State's taken a lot from Michigan the last 10 years. Michigan took a big chunk of what Ohio State wanted to do this year.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that taken from you like that, it doesn't matter who you're playing next. It's, okay, let me get back on the field. Like, I have to correct this. I asked Antoine Jackson today, I said, what's it like to know what you guys did against the run against Michigan State, and then to have what happened against Michigan? I said, which defensive line are you?
Yeah.
I said, are you guys the one against Michigan State or the one against Michigan? And he said, we're the one against Michigan State. I said, are you ready to prove that? And he's like, yeah, we want to show that that's what we can do against the run.
Yeah.
They're going to be tested by it. But I think that's the big thing is, are you what you showed in that middle portion of the schedule and against Michigan State, or are you what you were against Michigan? That's the big question.
I think that's part of, I don't know, the amusement of looking at this and the accusations that are hurled at Ohio State from elsewhere about them being soft. And this, I mean, for one day, they were not the tougher team, and there's no denying it. I'm not trying to rewrite that history. It happened. We all know that it happened, and the stats are clear, and the scoreboard was lit up. We know what transpired on that given day, but to act as if this whole building is coming apart and the ceiling's going to collapse and the rush defense can't, I mean, they were 1 week removed from shutting down Kenneth Walker and removing him as a Heisman finalist basically by themselves.
Yeah.
So it's not impossible. And yes, Jim Knowles is coming in to help revitalize that defense because you also had the Oregon game earlier in the year. All that stuff happened. But the guys that we talk to and the ones that are playing in the Rose Bowl and the ones that are coming back here, when you're talking about Jack Sawyer, JT Tuimolo out, you know, Cameron Brown was out here, and it seems like maybe, you know, he's somebody that I've talked about on your show that was probably going to go. He walked on senior day. I think there's a good opportunity that he may return to the Buckeyes. A lot of what happened on one day that challenged the toughness and everything that this program is built on is already fueling a lot of this offseason. Mm-hmm. And it's going to – maybe it will show up in the Rose Bowl. Maybe it won't. I don't know. We're going to see that game when it happens. But you know for a fact the way that it is sitting with them as they look ahead towards next November.
Yeah.
It's going to bring people back that you may not have expected.
Yeah, and for want of another word, there's nothing like being embarrassed. You know what I mean? I mean, you think this was going to happen, and this happened. And did you put enough work in? Well, you know, who can work really much more than they did? Sometimes things just align. But it's interesting because, you know, as they reveal, they're meeting with Jim Knowles. You know, we're recording this middle of the afternoon. They're meeting with Jim Knowles later this afternoon on this Wednesday just to kind of get a lay of the land of what he's going to be all about. Because obviously Oklahoma State, you know, opted not to have him help coach to get them ready for Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. Yep. But, yeah, big change is coming. Not just with the players and maybe some of the scheme, but also with the coaching staff. And this is the last shot, kind of like for this group, to show what it's all about.
There's a little bit of a player change, though, I think, as far as mindsets go. And we talk about motivation and things like that. Like, it's not very often, like ever, Ohio State gets to play with a chip on its shoulder. And I know that's an old cliche, and it's kind of tired and overused. But, you know, when you are doubted publicly at the Heisman Trophy ceremony, when you are doubted by an offensive coordinator who got the best of you, who happens to wear maize and blue, when you are, you know, questioned by so many people, that is like the true definition of needing to have a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And for this building, for this, like we've been saying, this proud program, these proud players, these top-notch players, like, to be questioned like that, like, that's almost a question of, like, almost like a manhood question.
Yeah.
And, you know, that just doesn't sit well with a lot of guys, no matter who it is. And, you know, it fuels everything that they do, whether that's coaching changes, whether that's players changing their mindset and not being complacent in what they do. I'm not saying they were complacent, but maybe there was a little bit of that they didn't realize.
Yeah.
Everything can change in one 3.5-hour snowy afternoon.
That's why that was always going to be the narrative headed into this game, because how did Utah get to where it is? By lining up and just slugging people. I mean, basically, you know, there's some finesse with them too, don't get me wrong, but that's why this is almost a perfect test whether Ohio State did get the message.
Yep, they're going to get back out here to work. This was a pre-practice report, post-media opportunity. Yep. Buckeyes are about to be out here in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, so we're going to shut it down. This was brought to you, as always, by Byers Auto. That's Tim May, Spencer Holbrook. I am Austin Ward. Stay with us. We got a lot more coverage. Only about halfway now to the Rose Bowl and New Year's Day. Ohio State and Utah, we will have you covered as well as we possibly can at LettermanRow.com. Stay with us. Thanks. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.